Welcome to the Resilient Rebel Show. I am your host, Elian Haan. If you're exhausted from holding it all together, if you're stuck in a cycle of burnout, self-doubt, or waiting for that someday, you are in the right place. This is where we stop apologizing for who we are, start telling the truth, and take our power back. One bold, messy, beautiful step at a time. You belong here. Let's rise, rebel, and rediscover joy. No one's coming to hand you the life you want. If there is no teacher, be the teacher. If there is no leader, you'll be the leader. And if there's no map, you make one. Because here's the truth. Life doesn't reward waiting. It rewards action. Hi, friends. It's Elian here. Welcome to the Resilient Rebel Show. Today, we're talking about radical ownership, about leading yourself first, about choosing to be an example when there's no one to follow, and about taking responsibility for your choices, chances in your life, the challenges, and the decisions. This isn't the pep talk. This is real talk. This is a mirror for you today. I think that we're in a society where we teach, let's look it up. Too much, where we do not think for ourselves enough, sometimes even pushed into situations and decisions that have been made for us. And sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. But let's make up all the time our own minds. Let's get a second opinion. And let's engage in discussions. And let's not get mad when someone has a different side or a different opinion or a different idea about the things that you're talking about. Let's be more open. Let's learn from it and stay open to all these ideas and opinions so that, you know, we can make a little bit more decisions for ourselves. We can step into social, political, religious, mental, emotional discussions and conversations where we can still feel strong about our own opinions, about our own ideas, while we're really opening up from love. Opening up from our heart so that we can also hear and learn from others, right? And this also really, really comes down to choosing happiness. And happiness, I can tell you, comes from the inside. It is your choice. It is not something that we can be waiting for. And that is what today is about as well. I can tell you in my former life, as I call it my former life, I was waiting on things to happen. And I talk about this example a lot. I was waiting for a great opportunity in my career after studying. I was waiting for an offer where I could make more money or where I could make, different steps in my career, where I could step up. I was waiting on somebody to make me happy. I was waiting on this relationship or marriage. I was waiting on having children so you can be happy when you have that family. Waiting on that house, waiting on that car, even waiting on the material things. That would never make us happy, right? It is a peace inside, knowing that we have learned to step into our own dreams, our own decisions, our own choices, and take responsibility for that. I want to share that with you today, because what's changed in my former life, I ran into that wall. I was waiting and I was conforming. I was adapting into people pleasing, into holding on, into waiting for something amazing. And all the events and happenings and people, they didn't happen. So I got stuck. I ran into panic mode. I ran into really, really deep depression and unhappiness. And when you get to that, then we have to take the choice. We have to step into taking action to make something happen, right? And I was at that point where I just needed that help. That's why I help others now to find your way. I help my clients to find their way into making decisions, finding happiness, not telling you what to do, but just guiding you through ideas and feedback so that you find it yourself. It's already in you. And number one, the first thing that you have to do is have that self-awareness as a starting point, knowing that this is not the solution, knowing that waiting is not the solution. Nobody's coming to save you. And if you can't see it clearly yourself, right, you can't lead anything else. You can't lead anybody else. You cannot be an example, not for your team, not for your community, not for your family, not for your friends. You have to come into this self-awareness. And that self-awareness starts with asking. That leadership for self starts with asking, where am I avoiding responsibility? Am I a follower? Am I doing anything that my family member tells me? Am I doing everything that my partner, my husband, my wife tells me? Am I doing anything else? Am I doing anything that I want to do? Or do I do anything that my boss tells me? And even if I don't agree with it, I don't step up. Am I that follower? And what patterns are keeping, you know, are keep repeating in my life? What choices with a bad outcome are constantly repeating? What decisions that I make are constantly having a bad outcome? And then it's repeating again in the old way of the how Dr. Phil would say it, you know, it's not working for you, right? Let's do it again. Obviously, it's not working for you. Let's do it again. Why don't you do it again? It's not working for you. What part of my story am I still pretending isn't there? And should I finally step into my own voice? The self-awareness is not always comfortable. It is super uncomfortable. And I've done the work for the last 20 years now, and it stays there. It is work all the time. It is progress. It is process. And you see a wonderful new life open up when you step into that leadership, when you step into that self-awareness. And then it's constant growth, right? Don't stop. Self-awareness isn't comfortable, like I said. It's the foundation, though, for every other courageous move that you're going to make forward. For instance, do a quick exercise tonight and write down three situations that you're not happy with. And then ask, if I was mentoring myself, what would I say to fix this? Now, at that point, that is your leadership voice talking. Let's step into number two, responsibility over blame. Right? Blame is easy. You can blame the world. You can blame life. This is my former life again, right? I was blaming life. But responsibility is power. Blame is easy. When you take responsibility, you move from being a victim of your circumstances to the creator of your next move. I tell my clients that, well, life is happening to me. No, life is happening for you. And maybe you can't do and change or fix the situation at hand. And maybe some awful, awful, awful situations have happened to you. Awful events have passed. And you're in the middle of tragic. You're in the middle of divorce. You're in the middle of changing jobs. You're in the middle of career choices. Right? All this stuff that is coming at you. Yes, it's coming a lot at you. But as I always say, life does not get any easier. You just get better at it when you step again into that responsibility, because that gives you the power. The answers are in you. And the answers are not even in Google, like I said and started with today, right? Let's not look everything up. The answers are not in Google. The answers are not in your phone. The answers are not in ChatGPT or any other form of AI. The answers are not in others. The answers are in you when you step into that responsibility and you stop blaming others too. It is not always the situation either. Sometimes it's the way you react to it. You didn't respond. You reacted to the situation. And maybe that made it even worse. So it's not your boss ruining your career. Yes, it might be awful. Yes, I've been there in a corporate situation where I was burned out. But you can say, I choose to stay in that role. Or can I choose to do something different? And that's easier said than done, right? You don't want to give up a salary. You don't want to give up a paycheck. You don't want to give up the clients that you're there for. In my case, I was there for my clients. And I really wanted to be there for my clients. So in that case, I didn't really have a choice for a long time. I thought I didn't have a choice for a long time. But when I stepped out of that situation and all of a sudden, woof, so many new doors opened, right? It is not when it comes to you, this is just the way I am. You can say, this is the way I have been, but I can rewrite my story. I can choose to do things different. So owning your choices doesn't mean that you have to leave the past, or it means that you're, you know, that it all never happened. Yes, we're going to try. And with work, I do that with my clients. We're going to try to embrace what happened, even if it was very devastating and very difficult and very traumatic. But from there on, we're going to move forward. If you make the choice to lead yourself into a better future. And let's step into number three, right? You want that accountability now, and you want to set that into action. It is not about beating yourself up. It is not about beating yourself up. Been there, done that, right? When I said, oh, I shouldn't have done this, and I shouldn't have done this, and how can I be so silly? How can I be so stupid even, right? It is not about beating yourself up. It is about keeping yourself going, moving forwards. That is part of my methodology of my work. Right? It is a method to the craziness. Absolutely. You have to keep moving forward. You have to make the choice to keep moving and keep open to all possibilities. So, for instance, this is a practice. You can decide exactly what you want. Maybe I have 5 points. I have 5 points in my current dream, right? In my current vision. And I write these five things down. I write them down. Writing down is so important. If you can write it down, it's right there, black and white, and you can repeat it as affirmations. You want to declare it out loud. You want to declare it out loud maybe 3-4 times. And then you want to stick it everywhere. Or you want to hang it everywhere. Or you want to put it, you know, make a screenshot of it and then put it, make a picture of it and put it in your phone and a screenshot and see it all the time and keep repeating and believing. That is called manifesting, right? It is called just envision it, right? Creating things for yourself. It might not happen today. It might not happen tomorrow, but you have to get excited about the things that you want to see. Do you want to see happen? If you don't feel that excitement, if you don't feel, you know, alive to create those dreams and create new situations and create new goals, then you cannot see it. And you fall back into, well, just not me, or this is not for me, or I could never do this, or I will not be able to do that. And you fall back into that negative thought pattern. And then just do some small stuff. Make some small steps, maybe even one small step, maybe every day, or maybe just once a week. Small step to changing your environment, your situation, towards that goal. Take action. Do one small thing. Small steps are very important, not big steps. It doesn't mean anything. Small steps are very important. And then at the end of the week, once you have done that, right, you decide what you want, you declare it out loud, you stick it everywhere, and you make a few small steps or one small steps towards that dream. And then at the end of the week, debrief. Debrief towards yourself. What worked? What didn't work? What's next? And if you need an accountability partner, then reach out for coaching again. Then reach out to somebody who can be a mentor for you, who can be a coach for you to keep you accountable. I have an accountability buddy. I have a coach. I have a mentor. I love to talk about my dreams, my steps, my next plan. And I love to have that accountability. Did it work? Did I do it? It's so important to declare and debrief. And when you hold yourself accountable, you start building that trust with yourself. That self-trust is so important. It's the fuel for every decision you're going to make. And then you do it more, and then you do it over and over again. And that means that from there on, you're going to step into that courage. You step out of anxiety, out of negative thinking, out of low self-esteem, because this is exactly where you start building self-esteem and super confidence. You step into that superpower. Once you start seeing those small steps and the outcome, that means you stepped into courage, the courage to do things differently. And courage creates confidence. You're not born with that per se, right? But courage creates that confidence and that self-esteem. Yes, I can. Yes, I did it. And then you look back and you go like, wow, this is amazing. Right? So lead without permission. Give yourself permission to be your own leader, to be your own teacher. And then pass it on. Then pass it forward. Then you stop waiting for somebody to call you. But you're stepping up and you're going to call somebody that you need to call, right? And just act like a leader, right? Help somebody when you don't have to. Speak the truth in a room where it would be easier to stay quiet. Oh, I've done that so many times. Just people pleasing, not saying anything. I remember those days. But step up. Step up and speak your voice, right? Show up fully when nobody is clapping. Do it quietly. Do it behind the scenes. It is about you and for you. You don't need a title for that. You don't need a certificate. You don't need to be perfect. Absolutely, you don't need to be perfect. Quit that perfection. Quit these perfect conditions. Don't wait. Do it now. You need willingness, you need action, and the courage to go first. Oh, if there's no teacher, you be the teacher. If there's no leader, you be the leader. Leadership starts with that self-awareness and that radical responsibility. I hope it did something for you today, right? Accountability turns intention into results. And I hope you will see these results, small steps, small beautiful things happen to you, for you, because you choose to do so. Not life happens to you. Life is there for you and you're starting to create. Today you have that choice. You stay comfortable where you are, or you step into that leadership. Pick one thing this week that you want to take full ownership of, a conversation, a decision, a challenge, go all in. And when you do, I want to hear about it. Please tag me, email me, send me a message, right? Tell me how you stepped up for yourself. Because you listen today. You're the resilient rebel. You're stepping up into that leadership. And it's contagious, believe me. You be the example, you model it, you have that courage, and you take permission to be somebody. You take permission yourself. Because your life might be the only Bible some people read. So step up today. I love you.